Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 2:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 7th of May. In the Middle East, Hamas has announced that it would accept the terms of a Qatar-Egyptian proposal for a ceasefire. The government of Israel has rejected this ceasefire, and thus the Israel-Hamas war continues. There are obviously humanitarian consequences from the current state of affairs, but there are few direct market consequences. The indirect consequences are more likely to focus on domestic politics in the United States, possibly to a lesser extent in Europe. A prolonged conflict in the Middle East means ongoing and, in all probability, ever more polarized domestic protests within the US. The Republican and Democratic Party conventions in July and August may be a focus for this protest. Investors are not really pricing in political scenarios at this stage, and domestic affairs are still likely to dominate the polls. Nonetheless, international affairs are a consideration. US March consumer credit data is due for release. This comes straight after the US Federal Reserve Senior Loan Officer's opinion survey, which came out yesterday. Although this is a survey conducted by the Federal Reserve, and therefore something that can be assumed to command more attention than, say, a purchasing manager's poll, it is still subjective. The hint is the inclusion of the word opinion in the title. In theory, it reports the change in credit conditions, but it seems more inclined to report the level of credit conditions. What it was saying is that banks are more willing to lend on credit cards, but demand is not especially strong for that form of credit at the moment. There are a number of possible causes for this. Real wages are rising, especially for middle-income households, and that reduces the need to resort to credit cards to fuel the national pastime of spending money. Middle-income consumers still have access to some savings, especially considering savings hidden away in business accounts, but which psychologically are thought of as household savings. And, of course, the overall cost of credit with the upward spiral of real interest rates is something consumers may be considering. The UK April British Retail Consortium same-store sales numbers reported a drop in the value of spending by British consumers in stores. There are various factors that can be considered here. The early timing of Easter will have depressed sales values, as will the unusually wet weather. Because this is sales values, falling prices will also have had an effect. Consumers have not been prepared to put up with profit-led inflation in the way that they once were, although because the British Retail Consortium is unlikely to want to accept that profit-led inflation was a thing, they're unlikely to cite its reversal as a factor behind the negative data we're getting. The general trend to spending on having fun also has to be considered. We will be getting some Euro area March retail sales data today as well, but as ever, this is rendered somewhat obsolete by the earlier publication of regional numbers. German manufacturing orders data for March is due. The numbers are always revised, and since the start of 23, they are twice as likely to be revised up as down. Initially, underreporting economic growth data is a general trend across economies, but it does seem to be a particular habit in the case of Germany. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investor investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.